My only regret about this topic is that I actually meant to speak to Rabbi Ben David about it, because this was the topic that he spoke about in the week when he, in the Shabbos, when he was doing his prepa for the shul. He came on Parshas Yisro, and this is actually the subject that he was discussing. So I actually wanted to get the Makoros that he used so I could fill in anything that maybe I was missing, but I didn't get a chance. So the topic that we're talking about is actually the first commandment. I shouldn't have said that. The first utterance. The first of the Aseret HaDibrot. Okay, we know that in Parshat Yitro and in Parshat Vayetchanan, we have the Aseret HaDibrot. And the first one of the Aseret HaDibrot is essentially one of the only ones that's unchanged between Yitro and Vayetchanan. It's essentially the same in both places. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hoceiticha me'aretz Mitzrayim, mi'beit avadim. I'm God who took you out of Mitzrayim from the house of slaves. So we're going to take a look at the way that the Rambam and the Ramban discuss this mitzvah, as usual, and we'll see in what ways they're the same and what ways they might be different. But before we even get to that, and before we even read the first two Tanakh sources that I want to read, what are your comments about this Dibra? Obviously, a very important Dibra. It's the first one. It's what do you make of it? What makes it special or sets it apart, or maybe makes it the same as all the other ones?
It doesn't seem like a Dibra, because the other one says, Lo tirzach, lo tinaf, lo yelecha. It's saying, I'm your God. Why is that a Dibra?
Well, what's a Dibra?
Commandment.
Oh, okay. You're assuming that a Dibra is a commandment. Of course, we have another word for a commandment in Judaism. It's a tzivui. If you just had the word Dibra on its own and you didn't grow up knowing that the movie is called The Ten Commandments, right? Would you have translated that as a commandment? And would you even have thought of it as a commandment? Dibra seems to come from the word davar or daber or dibur. Okay. But Clive, you're pointing out that one way or another, this one is
It's
not
still
like the other
different.
ones. Yeah, it sticks out like a sore thumb, right? It's different from the other ones because it doesn't have the same Sivoy tone. Anything else? Any other anomalies or oddities about this pasuk?
Well, that's Hashem speaking in the first person.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a good point. Hashem is speaking the first person. He only does that in one other dibra, lo yelecha Elohim acharim al panai. But after that, it's lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha lashav. It's already in third person. That's a good point.
I was going to say something similar to that. It's a very majestic opening. I am God.
Yeah. We tend to think of Anochi as a very majestic way of saying I, but the truth is that in Tanakh, other people say Anochi, not just God. Who else says Anochi? Do we remember? I can think of two people, I think.
Time. Avram?
Yeshayahu.
Yeshayahu says
Hashomer
Anochi.
Anochi.
Yeah, Hashomer Achi Anochi, yes. Also, Esav, he also says Anochi. So that kind of like burst the bubble a little bit. Rivka, I believe, also, Rachel, Im Ayin Meta Anochi, also says it. A lot of people say Anochi. It does seem to be different than saying Ani, but a lot of people say Anochi.
What strikes me about this one is that Hashem as an identifier doesn't say I created the world or all the other things. His thing is I am your God who brought you out of Egypt.
Good, that's a good
Like
point. That's a good point.
you owe me one. You owe me a
Yeah.
big one.
Yeah.
And
Right.
also there are in addition to that, he's using two names for God. He's saying Hashem and Elokecha. Hashem Elokim, that's a dual language of that.
Right, that's
Could have
true.
said, he could have said, Anochi HaElokim Asher Oseiticha, or Anochi Hashem Shaoseiticha, but he uses both.
You're totally right. In fact, I wonder if even is Yud Kei Vav Kei in any of the other Aseret HaDibrot? Not even sure. After that, it's Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim Al Panai. And then it's Lo Tisa Hashem Elokecha or Hashem Elokecha. Lo Tisa Hashem Elokecha, I think. It
Hashem,
might be the
Hashem.
only. Let's see. Anochi, Lo Yelecha, Lo Tisa Lecha Pesel, Lo Tishtachav Elohim. Here's Anochi. Here's Anochi. It's the same thing, kind of. Lo tisa Hashem Hashem. So Hashem Elokecha shows up a lot in the Aseret HaDibrot. But it is a good start. Also by Shabbos it shows up. So there's a bunch of places where it shows up. Not that unique. Dad, you're muted.
He also uses the term Anochi Hashem in one of the later Dibrot.
Right. So it's almost like, is this even its own statement, right? Because the same phrase, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, shows up in other places in the Aseret HaDibrot. So how is it even its own statement?
Maybe okay. The implication is recognize it. You know, this is like the recognize right. this and then you know, do all the other things, the other.
There is another oddity, by the way. You don't get to see it so much here in the Sefaria. Yeah? But let's see what happens if I make it all Hebrew and then I make it paragraph form. Maybe it's not going to make a difference. But if you'll notice, we know we have 10 Dibrot, right? We know that. We have a Aseret HaDibrot, even though the Torah never says a Aseret HaDibrot, never gives a number. But the breakdown of those Aseret HaDibrot is a little bit complicated. But what helps is these separators, right? The Samach and the Pei, Parsha Stuma, Parsha Ptucha. And if you count the Parshiyot over here, so very nicely, how many do you get total? In other words, if you say, okay, here, Lo Tachmod is one. I kind of ruined it. Here, Lo Tiknov is one. Lo Tirtzach is one. Kaber et Avicha is one. So how many would you expect to find over here? You expect to find 10. So there's two problems. Number one, when you look at Anochi, this is the entirety of Anochi, and there's no Parshiyah afterwards. And number two, when you go down to Lo Tachmod, you get Lo Tachmod Beit Re'echa, and then Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa, and it's split up into two. So things get a little bit complicated when you start to actually look at the text. And we start to wonder about the tenness of it. But okay, fine. Ad kan. Let's jump into our topic for tonight. So one is a Gemara, one is a Midrash. The Gemara in Makos, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Believe me when I say that, you'll see why in a second. This is at the end of Makos, Kaf Gimel Amud Bet. It says, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Sheish Meod V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvot Nemru Lel Moshe. This is the only place in the Gemara where it says this, by the way. This is the source that we have Taryag Mitzvot, that we have 613 Mitzvot. 613 Mitzvot were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the Daf, Makot, Kaf Gimel Amud Bet. 365 lavin, 365 lo tase es kiminyan yimot hachama, like the days of the solar calendar. 248 mitzvot asay keneged the limbs of man. Amar Rav Amnuna, Mikra. This must have a source in the Torah. It's not enough to just point to nature, to point to the days of the sun of the year or to the body. What's the pasuk in the Torah? He says, Torah tziva lenu Moshe, Marasha. Torah is gematria, 611 for right 400, 200, 5, and 6, and then Anochi v'lo yihyeh lecha mipi agvrosh manum. Add on to that the two mitzvot. Let's say. That we heard Mipiakvura, meaning that we heard them directly from Hashem. So 611 were the Torah of Moshe, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Those are the mitzvahs that Moshe was responsible for giving to us. And then there's an extra two that we heard directly from Hashem. What are they? Anochi and V'lo Yelecha. Then the classic explanation for this is what we pointed out before, that Anochi is said in first person, and so is Lo Yelecha, right? Whereas the rest of them are all said in third person. Okay, so according to this Gemara, I just want to make clear, is there anything that we can conclude from this Gemara with regards to the Pasuk of Anochi? Something that we might have been in doubt about before. Specifically Clive. I'm talking to Clive specifically. Mm-hmm. Clive, what can we glean from this Gemara?
That it's tivui.
Yeah, Perfect. Exactly. Exactly what I was looking for. We can begin from this Gemara that it's clear. The Gemara says this is mitzvah 612 or mitzvah 1, depending on how you count, I guess, because it's one of the 613. That's pretty clear. Take a look at this Mechilta. Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. Medrash on Shmos. Lo yelecha alehim achim apanai. On this pasuk. Laman emar. Why do we have to have an entire dibra devoted to lo yelecha alehim achim apanai? After all, it already said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Fishan emar, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why do we have to have both of them? One of them says, I'm your God. And the other one says, don't have other gods. What is the deal? Mashal lemelech basar v'dam shenichnas lemedina. A king comes into a city. Amru lo avadav. Gzor aleim gzerot. As he's coming in, his servants are saying to him, "Nu, command this city, give them gzerot, make taxes, make laws." Amar lehem kshekiblu et malchuti, kshekablu et malchuti, gzor aleim. She malchuti lo ikablu, gzerotai lo ikablu. When they accept my authority over them, then I will give them laws. You're saying that I should give them laws. I should just walk in and start yelling out laws. They haven't even accepted me as king yet. Kach amar malkom liYisrael. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Anochi Hashem lakacha, lo yehelecha. Ani hu shekibalta malchuti b'mitzrayim, amru lo ken. Ukeshem shekibalta malchuti, kablu gzerotai, lo yehelechim acharim al panai. Am I the one that freed you from Egypt? Yes. Im kein, I give you commandments. Don't have any other gods in front of me or in my face, whatever that means. What can we take out of this midrash with regards to the Pasuk Anochi?
It's an implied command.
It's an implied command. Okay. What do you mean by an implied command?
Well, it's not actually saying recognize, accept that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but you could understand that it's either a state. I mean, if it's counted amongst the command, if the Gemara is right and it's part one, a commandment, right, then it has to have a verb.
Okay.
The verb is maybe implied.
Well, okay, so let's take a step back. Let's ignore the Gemara for a second. Just look at this Midrash on its own. Imagine the Midrash has the ability to, let's say, argue with the Gemara. Is it arguing with the Gemara, and in what way?
Seems like it's a prerequisite, not really a mitzvah.
Right. This midrash seems to be saying that Hashem almost says to his servant, or he says to us, I'm not going to give you any mitzvahs yet, because what's the point? You haven't accepted my kingship. Only once you accept my kingship, then I'll give you mitzvahs. So obviously the first thing can't be a mitzvah, it would seem. So there's a tension here. And who blows out this tension? We'll see the Rishonim. So first we take a look at the Rambam, Maimonides. So what does he say? The Rambam, as we know, wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot. He wasn't the first and he wasn't the last to count all 613 mitzvot. He did it not according to Parsha order when he actually counted them. He did it thematically. But number one of all of the mitzvot is Hi Yatzivu Yesher Tzivanu B'Ha'amanat HaElokut, belief in God. V'hu Shena'amin Sheyesh Sham Allah V'Siva Hu Po'el L'chol HaNimtzeim. To believe. I'm using the word believe to translate na'amin because that's the best word that we have, but it's not, I mean, it has certain connotations in English, which I don't know if the Rambam meant in Hebrew. We'll see that he uses a different word elsewhere, but here he definitely uses the word na'amin to believe that there is a higher power who causes everything to happen. He quotes the Gemara in Makot, of course, because that's the one that supports him, that says that it is an actual mitzvah, Anochi. And he ends and he says, Hinei nitbayar lecha, shanochi Hashem, michlal tayag mitzvot. Now, by saying that, what is he tipping his hand? What is he implying? Hinei nitbayar lecha, shanochi Hashem, michlal tayag mitzvot. What can we conclude that the Rambam is kind of not saying, but is saying? Whenever a Rishon says, and this proves the following, what is he really saying? He's saying that someone disagrees with me. This is not clear. And so I need to bring proof for my case. And now it's clear, but it's not unanimous, which means that there must be somebody who disagrees with the Rambam. He's tipping his hand over here in his Sefer HaMitzvot.
Now, did he write that in Hebrew or Arabic?
He wrote his Sefer HaMitzvot in Hebrew, as far as I know, because I think it was the introduction basically to the Mishnah Torah, which was definitely written in Hebrew. The Mor Nevuchim was written in Arabic, and his Perush HaMishnayot is written in Arabic. But as far as I know, for sure the Mishnah Torah is written in Hebrew, and as far as I know, the Sefer HaMitzvot was also written in Hebrew.
Okay.
In his Mishnah Torah, Yisod HaYisodot V'Amud HaChachmot Leida, the first thing that he writes in his Mishnah Torah is that the basis of all Chachma is to know that God created the world, and he is the first thing that nothing depends on. Sorry, that doesn't depend on anything. And then in Halacha Vav over there, he says, V'idiyat davar zeh hu mitzvat aseh. This knowledge, knowing this thing, is a mitzvat aseh. Shneimar anochi Hashem Elokecha. Interesting that in the Sefer HaMitzvot, it was called emunah, and here it's called knowledge. V'chol ha'ma'aleh al da'ato, how do you violate it? V'chol ha'ma'aleh al da'ato, sh'yei sh'am elavak acher chutz mizeh, over b'lo ta'aseh. The flip side of it is lo yelecha. So the Rambam also seems to be saying that anochi and lo yelecha are not two, you know, I think the word is orthogonal mitzvot. They're parallel. They go together. One of them, when you violate it, you violate the other one, right? By being mevatel the mitzvot aseh of anochi, you're by definition violating lo yelecha. That's not obvious, right? Because you could believe in both in theory. So it's not obvious, but the Rambam is saying that over here. Fine. This is the position of the Rambam very clearly. If we go ahead, there are many sources like this, but one source, this is actually pretty late. I could have gone earlier, and I will go earlier. But one of the people who says it very clearly, Rav Chasdei Kreskes, a medieval late Rishon, who wrote a sefer called Or Hashem, which is a work of philosophy. Okay, in his introduction, he writes, Ta'a ta'at murfusam, misha mana b'mitzvot aseh lahamin mitziyut ha'elit barach. The person who counted the mitzvah of Anochi, the mitzvah to believe in God, that's a big mistake. Ki lo yitziyar mitzvah bezulat mitzvah yadua. Because you can't have a mitzvah without having, you know, mitzvah, right? You can't have a mitzvah without a mitzvah. If you don't believe that there is a mitzvah, then there can't be a mitzvah. So Rav Chasdei Kreskes, and I want to actually point out an interesting thing over here. There are two ways that you could argue with the Rambam, okay? One of them is textual, and one of them is philosophical. The textual one, we've hit upon already. What's the textual way to argue with the Rambam?
There's a second mitzvah which is the same.
Okay, that's true. But even before that, Clive said it at the beginning.
Ah, there's no mitzvah in the words.
There's no tzivoy, there's no command in the words. It just says a statement. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shkoyach, that's great. That's good to know. But how is that a mitzvah? Right? The Rambam says, I have a Gemara that says that it's a mitzvah. But from a philosophical perspective, we have a different problem. What does it mean to have a mitzvah to believe in God? I can think of at least two problems, philosophical problems with that. Problem number one, well, if I don't believe, you can't give me a command to believe. It's one of the things that I don't have any control over, right? One famous way of saying this is that the first and the last of the Aseret HaDibrot have the same problem. You can't have a tzivui to tell you to believe in something, and you can't have a tzivui to tell you not to feel something. Lo tachmod, right? We need to work on this. But they both have the same problem. How can Hashem give you a rule or a law telling you to believe something or to feel something, or to not believe something or to not feel something? It's impossible. That's the first problem with it. The second problem, though, is it makes it silly. If you believe in God, right, then you've already fulfilled the first mitzvah. And if you don't believe in God, then you can't. Then you're not interested in fulfilling the first mitzvah. Like, you can't start the conversation.
If you don't believe in God, you can't fulfill any of the other mitzvahs.
That's true too. Maybe. Ki lo yitziyar mitzvah bezulat mitzvah yodua. To say that it's a mitzvah is to assume that he exists. So it gets very confusing philosophically how it could possibly be a mitzvah. To say we shouldn't count it. This is him pointing out the other thing that I said, that the word mitzvah should not apply to anything except something that I have a choice about. And belief, I have no choice about. This is a dangerous idea, right? Belief in God is something that people do not have a choice in. Just let that marinate for just a second. This is actually a famous position of Achraste Kreskes, a problematic one. He's essentially saying that, you know, if somebody doesn't believe in God, there's nothing he can do about it.
What can they do about it? Surely it's like someone who says I don't believe in gravity, and you say to them, well, okay,
yeah,
but investigate right, the laws of physics, you know, how things work, and then right, tell them you don't believe in gravity. So is that not, you know, so you can.
What would you do if they said, no thanks, not interested, I'm just going to keep going on like this? I have a different explanation for why things fall, and I'm very happy with it. No problem. What are you going to say to them then? You're immoral? So,
you're not open to, you're arrogant.
Okay,
open to another possibility.
That could be. But either way, Rav Chasdei seems to be saying that if a person firmly doesn't believe in God, then it's nonsensical to tell him that there's a mitzvah to believe in God.
But maybe that's what you were pointing out before about the understanding of the Rambam's worth, a meaning of the word emunah. If I'm not mistaken, in Morei Nevuchim, he seems to imply that the way that you believe in God is by understanding God, similar to what you were saying about gravity. Yeah. So maybe there's a mitzvah to investigate God in the way that he controls the world. And I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, so obviously we're going to hit that Morei Nevuchim in a few minutes, and we'll see what he says over there. But first, I'm going to stack the deck against him. So it's not only Rav Chasdei Kreskes, the Abar Ben El himself. Abar Ben El has a long discussion over here. And at the conclusion of that discussion, he says, Acharei asher zikneinu v'chachmeinu. Oh, Karen, you wanted to say something before we get into the Abar Ben El. You're raising your hand dutifully. Or maybe not.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it doesn't make sense to say you can't have a mitzvah to think or feel or believe a certain way when everybody acknowledges the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha.
Well, in fact, we'd have to figure out what does it mean to have a mitzvah to love.
Hi, sweetie.
She said hi. Karen said hi. That's true. It is difficult to understand that, and that's definitely something that when you're trying to fulfill the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, you have to figure out what does that mean. Is Hashem really saying that you have to, you know, feel love towards another person? How do we do that? So, and in fact, it's not so simple that that's what Hashem says. For example, the Ramban says it simply means that you have to wish the best for everybody. That's something that you could do. You could, you know, force yourself to wish the best for other people, even without feeling any emotion for them. So Karen, maybe I'll say, Inachinami, b'after lechakoch does not mean that you have to love people. Doesn't mean that you have to find it in your heart to have warm feeling towards everybody else. Doesn't necessarily mean that.
Is that sort of like, may God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us?
Maybe. We have to find some way of making it tangible. There should be a performance of the commandment. Okay. So that's the Rav Chasdei Kreskes. The Abar Ben El as well, he says, everybody's explaining it however they want. I'm not going to keep my mouth closed, and I'll say what I think. Dibur anochi eino mitzvah. Abar Ben El says it's not a mitzvah. Lo emuniyat v'lo masit. Not a mitzvah of belief, and it's not a mitzvah of performance. It is an introduction to the rest of the mitzvot and the diburim. And the point of it, why does Hashem say it? to introduce himself, to say, hey, you might remember me from such films as Yetziat Mitzrayim. So you should know who's talking to you right now. Okay? So these Rishonim, Ruchas Tekres, Kistab Rabbanel, as we'll see, others, even ones that came before the Rambam as well, by the way, they believe it's not a mitzvah. So they work very well with the Mechilta, of course, right? The Mechilta is perfect for them. But what do they do about the Gemara and Makot? Right? The Gemara and Makot counts it as one of these 613 mitzvot. That's going to be a difficulty for them. Now, the Ramban waded into this in at least two places. One of them is in his commentary, actually, on the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Ramban wrote a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam in a few ways, actually. He wrote a running commentary on the side. And he also wrote glosses at the end of the book, which he called, I've quoted this many times, Mitzvot Sha'arav Shachach. The mitzvot that the Rambam left out. And he basically says over there, mitzvot that he discounts certain mitzvot that the Rambam counted and says, I don't think this should be a mitzvah. I don't think that should be a mitzvah. And in its place, I'm going to add a few mitzvot so we can get to the 613 that we were promised. But here, he's just commenting on the first mitzvah. And he says, yes, the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah to believe in God. He says, but I saw that the Baal Halachot Gedolot, Baal Halachot Gedolot, let's just look at, I don't know if we know his name. Baal Halachot Gedolot, why is he called Baal Halachot Gedolot? Because he wrote a sefer called Baal Halachot Gedolot, which was a sefer HaMitzvot. It's a book of the 613 mitzvot. This was, we don't know his name actually, apparently. There is some speculation that his name was Shimon Kiara. Okay, fine. One of the Gaonim, the Bahag, is quoted in Halakha very often. And his book is just that. It's a book of the 613 mitzvot. And in that book, he does not count the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Doesn't make it in. Now, the Bahag didn't really write a commentary in his own book, so we don't know why he didn't count it. We don't have a quotation from him saying, I don't count it for the following reason. But the Ramban points out that he doesn't count it. And he says, V'hanire midato shel Baal Halachot Gedolot. It appears that the position of the Bahag, now keep in mind, this is the Ramban writing 200 years before the Rav Chas Tekreskes and 100 something years before the Rabbanel. Okay? So this is him speculating before they wrote what they wrote. The Taryag mitzvot are supposed to be things that you do or don't do. You're supposed to do or supposed to not do. The belief in God and the knowledge of what all the things that he did for us, that is all the source and the root of the mitzvot, but it's not counted amongst the mitzvot. Sounds familiar. And he quotes the Mechilta. This is what the Mechilta says when it says, Gezor Aleim, Asu Kabbalat HaMalchut Inyan Bifnei Atzmo, V'Hamitzvot HaNigzarot Meito Yitale Minyan Acher. This idea of accepting the kingship of Hashem, that is one thing, and then the mitzvot themselves are a totally different thing. Okay? Now he continues and he says, well, and even if we say that it is a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, nevertheless, he says, it's even in that case, it's ha'ikar v'hina toldot. It won't be in the list of mitzvot, right? The Ramban says an interesting thing. He says, even if I say that in some way, Anochi Hashem Elokecha means you must believe in God, I'm still not going to count it as one of the 613 mitzvot. Because it's a prerequisite, right? When you go to college, right, and you have to take calculus for 4 credits, right? So one of the prerequisites is algebra 1 and algebra 2. Now, if you didn't take algebra 1 and algebra 2 in college, you took it in high school, let's say, right? So are you going to get credits for algebra 1 and algebra 2? No. You must take algebra 1 and 2 in order to take calculus. It's part of the 4 credits that you get for calculus, but you don't get credit for algebra. So it's not counted. It's not going to be on your transcript that you took algebra 1 and algebra 2 on your college transcript. It's not going to be in there. So in the same way, he's saying Anochi doesn't make it into the 613 mitzvot, even if it's a requirement and even if it's a mitzvah. It's not going to make it in. That's what the Ramban says over here. But he says it the whole time only according to the Bahag. Right? He even says, Uledat Azu, according to this position, Mashamar Bechuva Tasheila, Tarya. Here he's going to deal with, how does the Bahag deal with the Gemara in Makot that says that it's counted as, you know, two of the 613 mitzvot? So he says, Oof. What did he just do there? Martin, what did he just do? You see what he did?
He took the second of the
two mitzvot.
And
he split it in half.
Yeah. He says there's lo yelecha. And he says there's two mitzvot in there. But in other words, he's taking Anochi and lo yelecha and saying, hey, that's all one command. That's all one, not one command. It's one dibra, right? And it includes two mitzvot, but it's not Anochi and lo yelecha. It's just one long phrase that happens to include two mitzvot. Vehem hamaniya ba'asiyat hatzlamim lo yelecha, velo tasa lecha inyan echad. Vehamaniya ba'avodatam lo tishtachavelem lo tavdein mitzvah acheret. Ramban says, it's two mitzvot. What two mitzvot is Anochi and lo yelecha? One mitzvah is don't make idols, and the other one is don't bow down to them. So he rereads that Gemara in Makot on behalf of the Bahag and says, look, there's two mitzvot in there, but neither of them is actually Anochi. What do you guys think about that?
It's still a dibra. You say it doesn't count it as a dibra. It's still an utterance, if that's how you want to pronounce dibra. It's just that it's not a mitzvah. We gather 10 mitzvot from counting two out of the pasuk of lo yelecha. But Anochi is still a dibra.
It may be a dibra. The Rambam and the Ramban right now are not interested in deciding whether it's a dibra. What they're interested in is deciding whether it's a mitzvah. And the Rambam says it clearly is. And the Ramban says, according to the Bahag, it's not. And yet the Bahag still knew about the Gemara in Makot. And he explained simply that the Gemara in Makot, when it says Anochi and Lo Yelecha counts two mitzvos, it's not Anochi and then Lo Yelecha. It's Anochi, which goes into Lo Yelecha. And the two mitzvot that are counted are simply don't make a pesel and don't bow down to pesel.
So it's kind of got, it's put the first two Dibrot and kind of divided them up differently, if you like.
So like I said to my father just now, we're not so much interested right now in whether or not they're two separate dibrot. They may be, they may not be. What we're interested in is whether or not they're two separate mitzvot.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rambam definitely thinks they are. And the Ramban says, according to the Bahag, they're not.
Yeah, but because but they contain two mitzvot.
Right. Yes, they contain two mitzvot between the two of them.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is the Ramban saying that they're not, or is he just putting the...
No, he's being very careful.
Saying that they're not.
He's being very careful. He's simply saying, hey, remember when the Rambam says, we need bayar mizeh, it's clear from here that it is its own mitzvah? The Ramban says, yeah, you say it's clear because it's not clear. Because somebody disagrees with you. The Bahag disagrees with you. And I want to explain the Bahag. Ramban was a big fan of defending people, right? He wrote Sefer Milchamot Hashem to defend the Rif from the Ravid. And here he's defending the Bahag from the Rambam. So now let's jump into the Mor Nevuchim that Martin was talking about. This is the Mor Nevuchim Chelik. Yeah.
It kind of doesn't make sense. If he's saying that the two mitzvot in those first two dibrot are don't make a pesel and don't bow down to it. Yeah? Is that what he's saying? Have I understood that right?
Yes.
So why would they be two separate mitzvot? Why would you make a pesel if not to, just for the, because you're a sculptor, you know? Right. I mean.
So the truth is that everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that these are at least two separate mitzvot. The Rambam actually thinks it's more than two separate mitzvot. He thinks there are more mitzvot in that second dibra. But everybody agrees that there are at least two separate dibrot. One of them says that you're not allowed to make a pesel, even not for serving.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed to make a pesel of, for example, a human face or, you know, the solar system is a big problem. The science experiments that the kids do at the science fairs, it's probably not a problem, but in theory, it is a problem. To make, you know, big psalim of sun, the moon, and stars. It's a problem. Whether or not you're going to worship them or not, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And then the other problem is worshiping them. And even worshiping something that doesn't deserve to be worshipped, that's also a problem. So they're two separate mitzvot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So here's the, Martin's Mor Nevuchim from Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Gimel, 33. He says, the Israelites heard the first and the second commandments from God. They learned the truth of the principles contained in these two commandments in the same manner as Moses and not through Moses. The Rambam is trying to explain the Gemara in Makot now. He says, the Gemara in Makot said that the Jews heard 611 mitzvot from Moshe and two from God. What does that mean? So he says, well, Moshe heard everything from God. And that they all heard from Moshe. They didn't hear, lo tachsom shor b'disho. Or even Zachorat Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho, directly from God. They had to hear it filtered and channeled through Moshe. However, two mitzvot, they heard directly from God. For these two principles, the existence of God and his unity, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha Elohim Acharim Apanai, can be arrived at by means of reasoning. And whatever can be established by proof is known by the prophet in the same way as by any other person. He has no advantage in this respect. So first, the Rambam is saying that the reason why Bnei Yisrael don't need to hear Anochi and Lo Yelecha from Moshe is because these two mitzvot are philosophical. They're theological. They're understood by reasoning. In other words, I have to hear about tzitzit from Moshe Rabbeinu because I don't understand tzitzit. I can't come up with that. I even have to hear about Lo Tirtzach from Moshe Rabbeinu. But I don't have to hear about Lo Yelecha Acharim Apanai or Anochi from Moshe. These two principles were not known through prophecy alone, but the rest of the commandments are of an ethical and authoritative character and do not contain truths perceived by the intellect. Very interesting. According to the Rambam, these two mitzvot are separate from everything else because these, you can come up with them without prophecy. You don't need prophecy to develop these two mitzvot. What do you make of that?
Well, he's saying they're mitzvot, first of all. I thought we were still arguing whether they were mitzvot or not.
Rambam is saying they are mitzvot, but he's saying that they are mitzvot that are different. He still has to explain why does the Gemara in Makot separate those two mitzvot from all the other 613 mitzvot? So he's explaining because these two mitzvot can be basically acquired through intellect alone. They don't need prophetic input.
I'm saying if you observe nature, you come to the inescapable conclusion that there is a God.
It appears to be, I would say that that's along the lines of what the Rambam is saying. Okay, let's keep going. So the Kinat Sofer, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, we're not going to read this whole thing, it's long, and I cut it down and it's still long. So he just points out that everybody argues with the Rambam. Why did you put this into the book? Why did you count this as a mitzvah? And he says, I think, Ein safik shayayadua ubarur l'kol Yisrael amitut mitziut halawak yitbarach shmo ba'ofen shelo haya makom l'istapek b'klal. He says, there's no doubt that it was clear to all of Bnei Yisrael that there was a God. Right? Keep this in mind, by the way. Just to give context to saying that Anochi Hashem Elokecha means that we have to believe in God. He's talking to them. It's like saying, if I'm, you know, right now we're not in the room, and the truth is that for all you know, this is a deep fake, and I recorded this whole thing, you know, 2 hours ago, knowing what you all would say. That's possible, right? But if we were in the same room, I wouldn't have to say, believe that I'm in the room. Acknowledge that I'm in the room. There's no point. So there's no way you could read the pasuk as saying, like, guys, I know you might be in doubt, but you better believe in me. That's ridiculous. Hein mipika balata me'avod brura. He says, also, by the way, they had a tradition that God existed. Me'avod brura mufursamet. Yes, that's Zaydi, yes. U'be'uma kamoshe meftiach שיבטיח הכתוב בזה, כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה את בניו את ביתו אחריו, ושמעו דרך השם. Right? So it's clear that they had a tradition, it's Safta as well, that they had a tradition. והן מן המוחש על ידי האותות הגדולות המופתים הנוראים, and also, they could see. So on two planes, they have no, you know, ספק, no doubt about God's existence. First of all, they have a strong tradition, and second of all, they can see God. Okay? ועל זה נתחדש פה הציווי באנוכי השם אלוקיך כדי שיחשב למצוות עשה לקיים ביניהם זאת האמונה בשלם שבפנים ויומדוע וינחילוע לבניהם אחריהם עד עולם. What did he just say? What is the nature of the mitzvah?
Eternal
in what way?
I don't know. I didn't understand the Hebrew. Just
he passed on to the children.
The point of the mitzvah is obviously not for those standing at Har Sinai. It's a pointless mitzvah for them. Of course, they're going to believe in God. They don't have to believe in God. They met him. They spoke to him. The point of this mitzvah is to transmit that belief, that knowledge, really, to the next generation. So the Kinat Sofrim is claiming that even according to the Rambam, it's worth it to put in a mitzvah like this. Not even, that according to the Rambam, it's worth it to put in a mitzvah like this into the Taryag Mitzvot because it's the only way to ensure that we transmit this specific aspect of our experience to the next generation. Whenever you have lemor, it means it's for others, not for the one that you're talking to right now. It's for others. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, lemor. Tell Bnei Israel about this. Here, vayidaber Elokim et kol dvarim ha'ela, they're hearing it directly, and nevertheless, it's still lemor. This is all for someone else. Vayesh litbonen agavarchin, it says, what about what the Rambam wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim? He says, what he means there is, שהמציאות והאחדות השיגום כל ישראל, כל אחד מהם כפי מדרגתו החכמים וראוי להם, ושאר העם וראוי להם. Here he's tweaking a little bit. Martin, he's saying a little bit different from what you said. He's saying that the mitzvot of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha, they're accessible to all, but the ability to understand God is variable between people. Some people are just a little bit more clever or connected or attached, or it comes easier to them to cognize and believe in God. And so it's different for each person. And that's why it's separate from all the other mitzvot. All the other mitzvot, they're objective. They have a standard process, but these are different. But he's pointing out that it even goes down to the hedyotot shebehem. Even the simplest person can come to believe in God. Iyun sichli amiti betoltot moftiyot. This is what you were saying, Martin. Studying the natural world, לקוחות מהקדמות ההכרחיות ומשכלות אמיתיות מצד החוש והשכל אשר לא יחישום שום בעל חיים מדבר. All you have to do is study the world and you will come to believe in God. That's what he's claiming that the Rambam says. But you must do that. You must study the world. So according to the Rambam, and this is a classic understanding of the Rambam, this is the classic understanding of the Rambam, the mitzvah Anochi isn't simply to believe in God, but rather to nurture that belief. Right? To take that belief, if you will, and turn it into knowledge. The belief of the mitzvah Rishona in Sefer Mitzvot and turn it into the Yediyah in the Mishnah Torah. And in fact, the Malbim writes, this is the Malbim, Hinei Rambam diyek v'katav b'hilchot yisod ha'Torah leida sheyesh mitzvah Rishon. To know. And he didn't say Laha Amin. Now, it's true that he said Laha Amin in the Sefer Mitzvot, but in the Mishnah Torah, he says Leida. Harej bi'er she ha-mitzvah hu Leida zeh b'idiyat ha-seichel, to know in your mind. V'hu kamo she'amar ha-more, this is like it says in the Moreh Nevuchim, and look at the Rambam adds, Hashem nata b'seichel ha-adam yidiyot nishtalu bo mi-leida u-mi-beten. Hashem put implanted into the mind of man from the time when he was born, v'asher tavi ha-nefesh, we are hardwired, he claims, to believe in God. You can actually, you don't have to look out into the world. You can look into your soul. You could also almost hear the Malbim saying, you know, look, scientists have shown that people have a natural inclination to believe in God. And therefore, they didn't need, see, this is how he's reading. This is amazing. This is how he's reading the Mor Nevuchim. Martin, it's a little bit different than what we saw. Right? He's saying that when the Rambam says that they didn't need Moshe for these two mitzvot, what he meant was that we naturally come to this belief. Yes, they are mitzvot. They're mitzvot that we need to nurture. But we didn't need Moshe to tell us about it because we would naturally start along that path. It's built in. It's hardwired. Tzitzit, not hardwired. Shabbos, not hardwired. Chesed, not hardwired. But belief in God, he claims, is hardwired. V'amitzvah hu, here we go. This is the big thing. Sheishtadel ladat zebi diabura. The Rambam was of the opinion, the steadfast opinion, something that I think has kind of fallen out of style these days. Steadfast opinion that if you think hard enough, if you rationalize hard enough, if you philosophize hard enough, you will come to an unshakable belief in God. Not a belief, a knowledge. And the more you think about it, the more you'll believe and the more you'll know about God. And he believed that you could do this on your own with no help. He believed that's what Avraham did. Avraham Avinu, that's what he did. He figured it out on his own. And that's what we need to do, the Rambam says.
So yeah. the difference between la'min b'Hashem v'la'dat.
Well, you need to turn emunah into de'ah. That's what he's claiming. Now, before we leave, though, we do have to do one last thing. You asked me before, well, what is the position of the Rambam? Because he disagrees with the Rambam, right? So, actually, the first thing he says in his commentary on the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hadibur Azeh, da-da-da, mitzvah taseh. It is a mitzvah. So the Ramban comes along with the Rambam. He says, at the end of the day, I count it as one of the 613 mitzvot. I don't think the Rambam should have taken it out of his book. It belongs there. But how do we understand it? How does the Ramban understand the mitzvah? Anochi Hashem, Yoravi, Yitzava, Otam, Sheyidu, V'yaminu, Ki Yesh Hashem. They have to believe and know. They have to know and believe. Interesting, the order. They know and believe that there is Hashem. He's saying that we need to know certain things about God. That he can do anything. That he exists. That he existed before the world. That he created the world. Why does he add on the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim? Because it proves that he's God. It proves everything. Now, he does, by the way, incorporate the midrash. Here he quotes the Mechilta, and he says, "How are you supposed to read the Mechilta?" Klomar, achar shatem mekablim aleichem umodim shani Hashem vani aleichem yaretz Mitzrayim kablu kol mitzvotai. First mitzvah is to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which proves that I'm God. And then now you're ready for all the other mitzvot. But this is also mitzvah. What I want to make clear, though, is that according to the Ramban, it's different than the Rambam. The Rambam says that Moshe didn't need to give us this mitzvah because we would have figured it out on our own. The Ramban says, not so fast. I'm not so sure about that. I don't know. I'm not an expert in neurology and psychology. I don't know whether we would have come to it on our own. But you know what? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that is proof of his existence and his ability. Right? This is the Ramban in Parshat Bo. He says the whole purpose of remembering Yitzhak Mitzrayim is to establish that there's a God, because we weren't there at the creation of the world. That's why it doesn't say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Bara Ata Olam. Because who knows? I don't know. I have no idea. I wasn't there. But as long as he says, Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Me'aretz Mitzrayim Mibeit Avadim, now we have a basis for our belief. According to the Ramban, the source of belief is not our minds. It's not even, a tradition that comes from Avraham, that he said that, you know, he figured out that there's a God. No. Our source is our experience in Mitzrayim. That is our source for belief, which we, like the Kinnot Sofrim said, we transmit and pass down from generation to generation. But we do it by teaching about Yitziat Mitzrayim, not by teaching directly about God and the philosophy of God. This is, again and again, we come back to this over and over between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam wants to directly access, say, we believe in God because we figured it out. And the Ramban says, no, we believe in God because we have a relationship with God, because we encountered him. That's the proof. That's the only proof that we have. You can't trust anything else. You can't trust our minds. We can only trust our collective experience, which is passed down. And that's why that tradition and fealty to that tradition is so important. So what we saw tonight is a question about whether or not Anochi Hashem Elokech is a mitzvah or not. Many said that it wasn't. It doesn't need to be, and it doesn't even make sense for it to be. How can you command somebody to believe? And the text doesn't seem to imply that it's a belief. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Makot that counts it as a mitzvah. So the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. And not only is it a mitzvah, but the Rambam says that it's one of the mitzvot that we would have come to on our own, but that Hashem still says to us. And the Malbim says that the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to nurture that emunah and to turn it into belief, to consistently and always be working on that belief. Whereas the Ramban says that, no, it's a mitzvah to believe because we experienced Mitzrayim. Yitziat Mitzrayim. So I wanted to make one last point just before we end the night. One thing that my father said at the beginning, you can't be mekayim any other mitzvot without Anochi. But the truth is, I'm not sure that that's true. Right? Imagine.
No,
imagine
you can.
You sure can. Imagine you're...
For sure.
Exactly. Right? Imagine, you know, you're about to walk into McDonald's, and then your father walks by. McDonald's in Chutzlar, it's not here in Israel. And your father walks by, and you say, wow, I can't do that to him. And you veer off, and you go somewhere else. Right? Was that because of your belief in God? No. Was it even because you believe that Hashem said, Kabbalat Avicha Vati Imecha? It doesn't have to be. It might be, but... it doesn't even need that. You just feel bad. You don't want to do it. But were you mekayim the mitzvah of lo tevashel gdi v'chalev imo? 100%. We can make it better. We could say, you know, giving tzedakah. If you give tzedakah because you feel social pressure, are you mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah? 1,000%. Does it mean that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Not necessarily. So it could be that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah that you're mekayim when you do something because you believe in God. Or even you just think about God. Right? I know that 2 + 2 = 4, but that doesn't mean I'm thinking about it all day. So too, I may know there's a God, but it doesn't mean I'm thinking about it all day. So perhaps the way of being mekayim the mitzvah is to simply think about it. There you go. You're mekayim the mitzvah. So that's another idea that we could say. Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.